We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Is this a song for you because you're leaving the show and you are now on the pursuit of happiness?
No. Oh. It has to do with the code word.
Oh, I got
I'm not that mean.
I thought you were finally shedding the shackles of the Hockman and Crowder program and about to start on your pursuit of happiness.
No, I'm sticking to the plan. Code
Let
word.
Me see. Okay, the word is project. I had a feeling it was going to be Project Pat. But since Crowder's not here today,
bingo,
it would have been kind of pointless. So this is good, because the movie Project X,
there you go.
This song is prominently featured. I love that movie. That's the kind of party Solana is throwing tonight for his birthday, by the way.
That we're not invited to.
All right, let me get a lot of stuff out of the way here, and I'll tell you what's going on today, and I just tweeted out. The code word this hour is Project. Today's the last day, Falero, for the code words?
Yes, it is.
Now, we'll do it again, you know, in a few months, but for this go-round, today's the last day. So, if you want to get in on the winning, if you want to take Dono's dollars, text the word PROJECT, P-R-O-J-E-C-T, right now to 72881. Text PROJECT to 72881. If you don't win this time, your next chance will be about 3 o'clock. It's a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Do not text and drive. And it's all brought to you by Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys. So you'll have, after this hour, 3 more tries on our show. We had 2 winners during this go-around, right? Two winners, yes.
I believe the words were dog and ship.
Those were the 2 winners that we had for, you know, again, national contest, but those were winners that were actually listening to this very show, and we obviously would love to end this go-round on the $1,000 with a winner or two today. So text the word project to 72881. Speaking of projects, I have a lot to get to today. I told you at the beginning of the week, and we had planned this for a while, we're in the dog days of summer. I know the NBA Finals began last night. And by the way, we won our bet. I wanted to bet Toronto.
You did, and I'm sorry.
And you really wanted to bet Golden State, so we just didn't bet anything. But we did have a wager last night, and I think we said this on the air, too. Right?
I think so.
I think we said it on the air. Largest in-game lead, the over-under was set at 15.5. We figured it was going to be a close game, so we took the under. And it was. It hit.
We got lucky on that.
I think the biggest lead was 12. I think
either
the biggest
12
lead.
Or 13, yeah.
I think it was 12, because I don't think we were ever in danger of 1 3-pointer hitting the over.
Yeah.
I think it was 2 shots that we were in danger of. But every time, you know, Toronto would pull out to a 12-point lead, Golden State would chip away. So we were winners. And so for those of you that have been following our gambling exploits on this show, we've won 4 out of our last 5 wagers. So the rough patch seems to be over. I'm not telling you we're on a win streak, and I'm not telling you to listen to what we tell you.
We're on a winning streak.
But 4 out of your last 5, you'll take that any day of the week. And by the way, with all the special stuff that we have planned on today's show, Rob Pizzola, professional sports gambler, is going to join us at 3 o'clock. We usually talk to him on Thursdays. He's in Toronto. He is a massive Raptors fan, and he just couldn't bring himself to join us yesterday. It was like a holiday in Toronto. So he's going to join us today, and we'll talk about the NBA Finals. So today, we've had this very special show planned. This was before we even knew that Falero was going to be leaving us. Crowder's on vacation today. Both Crowder and I are on vacation Monday. But we had planned for a while that on this Friday, we were going to look back at some of our memorable show bits and segments, things that make us laugh, things that make you laugh. I see people are already tweeting at me ideas of things that they want to hear. First one I got was you getting mad, which is probably something we'll play this afternoon. So I have this whole list that Falero put together. of show bits and segments that we have done over the last 3 years or so. Now, again, it coincides a little bit with Falero, this being his final show. He's going on to a television production career. Can I name the company? People always say, oh, you're not naming the company where he's going.
Vista.
And they're a local company, and they produce soccer matches, and Falero's going to be doing that. He's on the pursuit of happiness. So he'd been on a pursuit of sadness
and bullying
for 3 years, and he achieved as much sadness as he could stand. And so now he's going to be on the pursuit of happiness. So there you go. So Falero is leaving us. He had given us a couple weeks' notice, and today's his final show. But it coincides with this, but it wasn't really our original intention. Our original intention was to do this on a Friday anyway, because Crowder was off today. I was coming into work, and they said to me, hey, do you want to do a show with Whittingham or Ira or Likens? And I said, no. Let's have a little fun this summer. Summer is meant for having some fun. Memorial Day passes, you get in a better mood, kids are getting out of school, and so we're definitely going to have some fun today. So you are welcome to text the show, 56022. It's the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line, 56022. You are welcome to text us any ideas you have of stuff you might want to hear. Now, I've got a list over 50 or 60 segments here that we have culled, and obviously we're only going to get to about 10 of them today, and it's difficult because we've always got, you know, Crowder's big butch story when Crowder was in jail, and it's a crowd favorite. People love the little inside look at jail. We've got Falero saying Norwegia. It's one of our all-time favorites. We've got my sports update when I used to do the sports updates, and I didn't realize the sponsor was going to be about an amputee who was fast. I mean, who saw that coming? And I couldn't keep it together. And so those are like the oldies but goodies, right? Those are like the tried and true favorites. People always want to hear the Oreo cookie sponsorship read that I have.
We get that probably weekly.
But there's some other stuff that, you know, we haven't played in a while. There was a moment where I channeled Chris Christie, you know, the former governor of New Jersey. He would fill in every now and then on WFAN in New York. And I channeled, we played his segment, and callers were calling in to give him grief, and he would just call them communists, essentially, and hang up. And so I channeled that, kind of the way that I channeled Hank Goldberg a week or so ago on this show, you know, where I became Hank Goldberg, and I did the show as him. But we've got so many different stories that we've, you know, logged over the last few years that if there's something you want to hear, we've got the interview with the Moose Soup Lady. Now, I know people that are new to the show, they might be going, huh, I don't know what that is. I don't know what you're talking about. If I mention Chris Eubanks Sr., you may not know what we're talking about, but there's a reason that Falero immediately goes into hysterics back there.
I love him.
Just saying the name Chris Eubanks Sr. But what today's show could be for you is a primer in Hockman and Crowder. In fact, is Solana back there?
He is, yes.
All right, Solana's back there. Now, Solana, I know, is going to be producing our show next week. I don't know what the future holds, but this is a good primer for him, too. I know he's a listener of the show, and he likes it, but this stuff that we have planned for you today, like, this is the what? Like, the skeleton of the show? The core?
The core
of Hockman and Crowder. There's like oh, my goodness. I'm looking at, you know, when Falero did Spanish calls on the Kenyon Drake Miami Miracle. Crowder told, you know, this one of these is titled Crowder Crab Story, but I think it started with my own venereal disease. Not exactly certain.
Something along those lines, yes.
There's a lot of stuff on this list. I don't know if I give people choices. Or
you're not one to give people choices. You just go and do.
But
what you want.
If I read off a bunch of these and say, "Hey, listener, does any of these tickle your fancy?" Like, there's one here. Falero doesn't know who Smokey Robinson is. Now, I don't. It says 3 minutes long. I don't know how we got 3 minutes out of that, and I may have just, you know, ruined the end of it. Like, that might be a spoiler alert. That I don't know exactly what transpires.
Nah,
in that
segment.
You came
out of the box saying Falero's dumb. He doesn't know who Smokey Robinson is.
But that is, you would admit now, right on your final day here, and you're now 26 years old. That was probably when you were 23 or 24. You would admit that that's ridiculous to not know who Smokey Robinson is.
I kind of still don't know who he is. is. Yeah, smoky.
See, this is part of the Solana is only turning 26 today, so he's probably got some of the same disconnect.
25, he says.
25 today?
He always get his age wrong.
Nah, I mean, what's the difference?
And I'm 27,
real?
So.
Are you?
Yeah.
All right. Well, whatever.
Turned it May 13th.
It doesn't really matter. My point is they're very young. And so even on the show last week, Valero learned for the first time that Jackie Gleason is a man. He's gone to the Jackie Gleason Theater before. But didn't you go to school? Where'd you go? Lawton Childs?
Lawton Childs Middle School.
Now, did you have any idea? I think I remember this from the show. You had no idea who Lawton Childs was.
No, I think I figured out he was a governor or senator.
Yeah, Walkin' Lawton.
Walkin' Lawton.
Walkin' Lawton Childs.
You know who Barbara Gulman is?
Barbara Gulman. That's an elementary school, I believe.
High school.
High school?
That's where I went, yeah.
No, who is she?
I don't know.
Oh, you still?
Yeah, I was asking you. Yeah,
you still don't know.
I think she was like an English teacher or somewhere.
So you don't know?
No,
you still don't know.
No.
All right. Well, at least you know Lawton Childs. So anyway, we have a lot of stuff to get to today. So we have to figure out how do we start it out. What do we do in the next segment? Like, do we start it out with massive amounts of laughs, or do we lead up to, you know, the stuff that'll make you cackle? Like, I don't, and again, there's a reason that we didn't plan it out segment by segment is because we like to audible on this show, and we really did want to take some listener suggestions via text. So
did we go modern?
Somebody texts in the OG monkey interview. I don't even think we consider that one of our best ofs. That's shocking. But that's why there's so much content to pull. So this is, I'm not kidding you, this is a primer of the Hochman and Crowder show. From now till 6 o'clock, you will learn about some of the things that have transpired. And if you have a friend or a loved one that doesn't listen to the show and you want to turn them on to the show, today's the day that you tell them to listen. Like, today's the day you text your friends and you go, hey, put on 560 WQAM. They're not going to break down the NBA Finals from last night, although we could talk about it a little bit with Rob Pizzola when he joins us. But they're going to be talking more about, you know, Crowder stabbing someone with a pencil. They're going to be talking about Crowder's, you know, first time in jail and running into Big Butch, who ran the jail. Like that. Today's the day where you tell your friends, you know, go ahead and listen, and you'll get a little feel for it. So, what do you want to do? What would be your choice, Valero, on your final day? I'll tell you.
So we started off with me?
Well, I was thinking the same thing. I was thinking about your Lincoln Road story.
Oh, remember that one?
That's a good one. So now, will I introduce it in the next segment, or are we just going to go right to it? I mean,
introduce it.
Okay, so I'll introduce it. So in the next segment, we'll start out our little travel back through time, our little best of show on a Friday, the final day of May, with a story that Valero shared with us on the air, which is at points mortifying, at points sad, and at points comical. It was a episode he had with his bad gut while he was on Lincoln Road. So that's what you have to look forward to when we come back. Radio.com. Radio.com. Playing all farewell songs.
Yeah. Cheesy.
Turd.
You like it?
No.
Okay. Another turning point, a fork stuck in the
road. Time grabs you by the wrist. See what I got here. Maybe this was a bad idea doing the best ofs. And the only reason I say that is because the number of texts that have come in on stuff that we don't even have logged as our best ofs, but I'm looking through hundreds of texts right now. And I'm confused. And so many people have texted in to play the Knickers the Cow story.
I'm so scared.
That I think maybe we should find that one. That was a great story.
It'll be Solana's first test.
Yeah, see if we can make it listenable.
It's going to be terrible.
But somebody says, if we don't play the segment after the Miami Miracle, the first segment, so it was a Monday, the Miami Miracle happened, you know, Miami beats New England, and then we come on the air Monday. And it's our first segment. Somebody says, if you guys don't play that first segment, you are making a huge mistake. It's some of the best radio I've ever heard. So you got to look into that one. So here's what we've got for you right now, though. This is a story Valero was telling us. This was last year, couple years
Probably last year, yeah.
Might be last year or a couple years ago. Falero was spending some time with his then-fiance. He got the stomach rumbles and all hell or something broke loose. I don't know if it was all hell that broke loose.
Yeah, it was so hell. Yeah.
Here you go. This is how that transpired on the air.
And so I asked him during the commercial break. I went into his side of the studio. Hey, how was your dinner with Kimberly? And you took her for sushi, right?
Like sushi on South Beach. And then after we had some dessert.
So you went to a separate place for dessert, right?
Correct, yes.
And what?
That's ridiculous.
I don't think that's ridiculous.
Hey, you're right. You're already in the restaurant. The bill's already started.
Yeah, but
they
you
want to
walk
dessert.
Around. Well, yeah, on like Lincoln Road. Or,
correct, Lincoln Road.
So you're
there.
On Lincoln Road, so you want to walk around a little bit.
And shop. And,
but you take you get a little chance to digest the food, so you're not just sitting down and having dessert right after.
Correct.
Well, you just fill your belly with everything?
I'm just saying.
Like,
there's
anticipate dessert.
Nothing wrong with walking around. And then there's Sugar Factory on Lincoln Road. Did you take her to Sugar Factory for dessert?
No, we went to a different place, a cookie place. Yeah.
Huh.
Oh, it was good.
Because that Sugar Factory... That's dessert. You ever been there?
No, I haven't. But this is what? Bunch of sugar?
It's like milkshakes and ice cream and stuff. Look at the website for...
They make money selling a bunch of sugar.
Look at the website for Sugar Factory. I've been to one in Chicago. Place amazing. But I think they have one on Lincoln
this
Road.
This is my... You know what? I'll be honest. This is my concern with this night. This is your fiance, Kim's birthday.
26 years old.
Was there not a guarantee for action at the end of this night? Like, it's birthday night. Like, I know if any woman birthday night is whoopee time.
But this it's his fiance. Like, it's a given now for the rest of his life.
But tonight is special.
For her.
Yeah, so, like, you're going to do her favorite moves. You're going to do what you know. You're not going to be selfish. You're going to put everything in and do the angle of the left leg, right leg, whatever she likes on that night.
I'm more into dessert.
Birthday night is always action night.
I'm more into dessert.
How about every night's action night? Why can't every night be action?
How about that action, boss?
Birthday night, special action night.
Oh,
it's when you play the game.
Yeah, I'm with Lara on this one. You take her for a nice dinner. You walk around a little bit. You have a nice dessert. I got no problems with that.
Woman texts in. Would you want dinner and go home with candles and roses and good smelling stuff in a tub? No. Or would you want a damn sugar factory?
Yeah, but it's
dinner,
not...
sugar factory, dinner, roses.
You need to put
rose buttons, rose petals.
You need to put context behind it.
On top of bubbles.
You need to put context behind it. Because if you ask my wife,
come on,
after 20 years of marriage and 2 years of dating or whatever, she wants to walk around and get dessert.
Lie.
And then she wants me to pull a hamstring so that I can't even get to the bedroom.
It's a lie.
So here's the part of the story,
though. He's romantic. Romantic walking. But you're 45 minutes away from your house.
It sounds very romantic to me, and I think it sounds like a nice night. And,
but things took a turn.
Well, here's the part of the story that is...
Now some action?
Well...
Oh, there was some action.
There
man.
Was some action,
yeah,
boss.
Yeah, I like it.
So what happens? Your stomach starts to rumble?
Yeah, I don't know if it was the cookies or the sushi, but my stomach starts to hurt.
Now, we know from working with Falero for several years now that he had, like, he...
His system breaks down.
His system breaks down, and there is no turning back.
Not a quick fix.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy, but he's got very little control in that area. So you start to get a rumble. You're walking on Lincoln Road. You've already had dessert and dinner.
Yes, I already ate everything. I got a rumble. I go, I have to use the restroom.
So you tell Kimberly...
Her?
Well, it's his fiance.
Come on,
he's not
bro.
Keeping
but
secrets.
If you're going to get action, she don't want to know you just went to the bathroom. That's disgusting.
To be quite honest, after going to the bathroom, you don't really want action as far
Ooh,
as
speak
I'm
for yourself.
You are a different
no,
breed,
No, because now you're cleaned out. Now you're fresh.
No, you're not fresh. You're the opposite of fresh.
You're not fresh, but you're lighter.
You are the opposite of fresh.
You'd be the opposite of fresh of what happened to me, okay?
So you go into a place. Yeah, but you're not home. He's on Lincoln Road. So you go into, what's the place? Do you know?
It's some sort of bakery. It wasn't exactly on Lincoln Road. It was like 2 blocks away.
So it's a small place, I'm guessing? This is not
very
like a
small place.
It's not Cheesecake Factory that's got, a million people in it or whatever.
No, it might be 20 by 6.
So it's a small little place on Lincoln Road, just off Lincoln Road.
Yeah, so I go in there. Can I use the restroom? He's like, sure, you could go ahead. I'm like, all right. So I'm using the restroom, doing number 2. Chi-Chi texts me 5 minutes later saying...
She texts you. Your fiance texts you.
Yeah, because she's right outside.
I got you.
She texts me, is everything okay?
This is romantic.
I go, yeah. I mean, my stomach still hurts, but I'm courtesy flushing. She's like, because I could smell it out here.
Oh, no. Oh, time out.
I don't believe her.
Time out. You're in some little rinky-dink bathroom in some little... Is there anyone in there besides you and her?
The guy behind the counter.
Oh, how many tables?
No.
It's a little place.
It's maybe like four high tops, but like there's the 2x2 ones.
Like I'm picturing like one of those French macaroon places, you know, where you walk in and there's some things behind the glass and like a couple courtesy tables. So it's a small place. She tells you now.
She smells it. I go, are you sure it's me? She's like, it could be the person in front of her. She said somebody walked in.
But you've obviously been in the bathroom for 5 minutes, enough for her to be concerned about your well-being.
And I'm sweating because there's no like AC in there. I'm sweating. I'm courtesy flushing. And then I get up to wipe, to do my stuff, and I notice the toilet's not going down. And it's weird because...
But you were courtesy flushing.
Yeah, like it would flush. I would hear it, but I don't look down. I'm flushing.
Right, I got you. So it's just nothing's going down.
I courtesy flush because, you know, I'm an IBS too. You can feel the little.
How many times are you guys going to the bathroom outside the confines of your own house?
I go every day.
I'll courtesy flush at the house.
I go every day here.
At the house?
Yeah.
Really?
So the same thing for Lero because now I know you're pungent.
Mary.
You don't want to mess up your whole house either. If I sit down for 30 minutes and go to the bathroom,
30 minutes?
My whole bedroom would stink if I didn't courtesy flush.
All right. Anywho, so you realize that there's a problem.
There's a problem. And then I notice there's a plunger next to us. Like, oh, okay, so maybe this happens frequently here. So I grab the plunger. I start doing it. It's not going down. I'm there for a minute. I give up. I wash my hands. I open the door. I turn off the lights so the guy can't see anything from behind the desk. And I go to my fiance. I go, all right, let's go. Come on. Real quick.
Wait a second. Because someone texts in, I hope you purchased $50 worth of pastries for destroying the bathroom. So you just bolted?
Yeah, I bolted.
You didn't get anything.
She was like, you want to buy a water bottle or something for using the bath? I go, no. Let's just go. The faster we get out of here, the faster we can forget about this.
This reminds me, I've told this story on Levitard Show. We put it on our Best Of CD because I had a story called Remnants. The title of the story was Remnants. When Hurricane Wilma came in, I think that was like 06 maybe, Hurricane Wilma came. And remember, it destroyed neighborhoods.
Yes.
So we had all this damage in our house. We had trees in the pool. The screen, you know, was all down or whatever. You had trees that were down. So the best way to get people to come work at your house was just to flag people down that were working in the neighborhood, get them to come over. And some, you know, tree trimming crew or whatever, you could see the license plate from Tennessee or whatever, because everyone came to South Florida. If you had a chainsaw and a pair of overalls, you were in South Florida.
Happened again with the last one.
Everybody came down again.
It was a bunch of those guys on the turnpike.
I flagged down some people at my house, you know, that were in the neighborhood, and I'm like, hey, I've got some stuff that needs to be, you know, taken out of the pool, and you know, some trees that were laying on the house need to you know, cut them down or whatever. And as I'm walking around the house with several guys, and I could probably send out a link to this story when I told it originally, because I mean, it was 10 years ago or whatever. But I remember one of the guys going, can I use your restroom? And so I was like, yeah, of course, no problem. And he went, this is my old house, so there was only one guest bathroom. It wasn't my bathroom, but there was one guest bathroom. And I'm walking around the house, and I'm showing the other guy we needed this, then this, then this. And I'm starting to think to myself, you know, that guy's been gone a long time. Then I start to think, you know, I left him alone in the house. Maybe he's casing the house.
Maybe robbing you.
Right. That could happen. They keep you busy outside, and then they're rifling through your belongings. So I walk back into the house, and I am greeted with an odor. I'm telling you, I walk in through the garage, bathroom's on the other side of the house, and I am greeted with an odor. And I don't know.
You brought that from Tennessee.
Yes. And something happened like too quickly. Like it just, I don't know, it was all a swirl. And the bottom line on the story was
this dirty, disgusting, white trash Tennessee guy left remnants, if you understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little leftover.
And a $20 bill. Sorry.
Really?
Yeah.
That's love.
That's nice. I didn't do anything for this guy so at the bakery.
Because you know that guy had to clean out the bathroom, because that's not, like, if it's a small place like that, they're not bringing in a sanitation crew.
Yeah, no, he's
like,
the only guy there.
Like, his responsibility when closing it down, and he, I mean, and you're a public figure now.
Yeah, but he doesn't know me. I'm on the radio.
Valero?
He is a public figure.
That's cool.
That is cool, man.
That's the part you take from it.
That's cool. I got one problem with your because I'm a courtesy flusher.
And you want the action. We know, yeah.
I know there's no action after this story.
Oh, none.
But you can feel the tornado wind. When the toilet flushes
not
on your
sometimes
no
though.
On your bottom, you can feel the cylinder wind. There's a cylinder wind that
if
hits
there's
your
enough
bottom.
Water pressure. There wasn't you, that much you know, water.
No,
pressure.
I don't think you weren't courtesy flushing. I found the flaw in this. That's why.
At first, I wasn't until Chi-Chi told me that it smells outside.
Yep, and it was
that's
too late.
Unbelievable.
By then.
That's
ridiculous.
She texted you and said, "Are you okay? Because I can smell it."
And
out
why
there.
Would you walk into a 200 square foot restaurant to do that? Why don't you go to one of them big ass
restaurants?
You know
what? I've told you a million times this is a life hack for you. Anytime you need to use a public restroom, if there's one within walking distance, you always go to a hotel because they always have a lobby restroom. And if it's a nice hotel, you'll get those private stalls yep. where the walls are up to the ceiling.
Well, I had
and
a private
doors.
Room. There was nobody else in there.
Well, but I mean, I know the kind of place you're talking about. I mean, you're 20 feet. From the guy behind the counter.
But everything else was packed, and I don't want to inconvenience anybody. Let me just inconvenience this guy.
I'm telling this is it. You use hotel. You got to do nice restaurants. Walk in the front door and say, is a big dude here, bald head? I'll find him and go straight to the bathroom.
Oh, that's a good move.
Yeah. And
that's
then you know, like Houston's or something?
Right.
Oh, their bathrooms.
And they keep the bathrooms nice.
It's
absolutely.
There's a man in there clean and white when you walk in.
Man, I mean, to use the poor guy with the one restroom and the, I
spiced up his night.
Yeah.
One last question. Uh-huh. So you get home after all this, like, what happens? Like, y'all walk in, y'all get into bed together.
I had to shower.
Of course. I would
and
hope
then
so.
Then after the shower?
She was already asleep.
Yeah. That's.
You ain't got boy,
I don't blame
no
her.
Game.
Oh, I don't blame her either. In fact, that's a replay of my last 18 years of existence.
But then this morning? Because now it's a new day?
This morning, his stomach's rumbling again. He's got no.
Yeah, I had to shower
hey, man,
again.
Get you some Pepto-Bismol and get some action.
All right.
I'll get it tonight, maybe.
Sorry about that. I'm sorry about that, folks. I'm sorry about that detour. It's a great story. We're laughing in here listening to that again. So that was from a couple years ago. Somebody texted in, I had to pull over because I was laughing so hard. You need to warn us before we start driving. Somebody else texts in, OMG, I forgot. This is so funny. Going to miss you, Falero. There are so many texts coming in of things people want to hear. Again. That's what we're doing today up until 6 o'clock, except for at 3 o'clock, going to bring on Rob Pizzola for a little gambling talk. We'll talk about the Raptors last night. He's in Toronto, and we'll talk a little gambling. But until 6 o'clock, and even Solana is sticking around. He's getting some segments that people are suggesting via text. He's finding them and getting them ready. In the next segment, do you think we're going to do the celebration after the Miami Miracle?
Yeah, we could do that.
Because we had forgotten about it, and now we went back and we listened to it because it was one of the texture suggestions, and it's ridiculous now because I am just piling on Boston.
Yes, you are.
I am piling on, and they went on to win the Super Bowl, and they're in the Stanley Cup Finals right now. But I am piling on Boston. So I think we'll do that in the next segment. And keep texting in 560-22, things you want to hear. Somebody texts in, that man said I have long intestines. LMAO, damn you, Crowder. Yeah, he did drop that in there. I have long intestines. So a trip down memory lane up until 6 o'clock tonight. Radio.com. .com 242. I'm already annoyed by your music choices.
I think you were annoyed by the first song I played.
Closing time. What are you closing? What exactly are you closing?
A chapter of my life.
Closing time. Open all the doors and let you Go to WQAM.com and register for your chance to win Brightline passes. Take Brightline Express trains, which connects Miami, Fort Lauderdale, and West Palm Beach. Go to GoBrightline.com for more details. We are having fun today. Summer is meant for fun. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors. They got to tune in to 560 WQAM right now because we are being reminded of some of the stuff that we've done over the past few years that we hadn't heard in a while, stuff that we don't even have on the list that we're going to end up playing because we're pulling them out, we're listening, and we're laughing, we're having fun. This one, you know, this is funny, but it's funny in a weird way. Someone suggested this, and so during the first commercial break, we went back and we listened to like the first 30 seconds. And then when I said it was going to come up, somebody just texted in and goes, oh my God, I remember that day. So it's going to start with a montage. It's the way we started the show that day. So go back in time in your head. Think about it. The Dolphins have beaten the Patriots the day before, right? So that Sunday, Dolphins and Patriots are playing. There's this Miami miracle at the end. It's a ridiculous play. Shouldn't work. The old hook and lateral or whatever it is never works. Or it's just crazy laterals. And it works. And there's a couple things at play. Bill Belichick had Rob Gronkowski in coverage. It was a terrible decision. And the Dolphins still had some hope then. Right? That was, I think we were starting to talk about, that might be the jump-off point for the Dolphins making this playoff push at the end.
Because they had about three or four games left.
There was, yeah, I think there was more than that. Like, this was not like a hopeless win. This was something that gave Dolphins fans hope. So, again, theater of the mind. It's the day after Sunday, so it's Monday. Crowder and I are coming on the air. It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Valero starts the show with a montage from the Miami Miracle game, and then we come on. What song are we playing? Of course, it's Can You Feel It, because that's our excitement song, our hype song.
You like the music under the montage as well, though. It's
what
Tito
was
time.
It? Is that what it
yes,
is?
Yes, we made it.
Oh, my God. Tito Jackson. We made it. So everything's perfect, and I just go on this rant against the Patriots and Boston, but part of why I believe this is funny now is they go on and they won the Super Bowl. I'm making fun of them. They go on to win the Super Bowl, and they're in the Stanley Cup Finals right now, so like things are going okay for them. But in this brief moment of time, Miami sports, the Miami Dolphins were the talk of the nation. They dominated, I shouldn't say dominated, but they beat New England on a crazy play that was caused by Bill Belichick being in the wrong formation. Here's how the beginning of the first show after the Miami Miracle sounded.
First and goal. They marked him out at the 7-yard line. Kenyon Drake replaces Gore in the backfield. Back to throw. Rolling to his right. Tannehill throws it. He's got a receiver. Touchdown, Miami. Kenny Stills. Brady under center. Play action fake. Back to throw. And he's got Edelman for the touchdown. Now Bolden comes back and lines up as a running back. Former Patriot as well.
Yes, he is.
They give the football. Fly tackle right up the middle. He's at the 40. He's at the 30. The 20. Touchdown, Miami. Drake goes in motion. They give it to Bolden. Goes to his right. Puts his head down. Touchdown. Unbelievable.
Who is this man? Brandon Bolden, another touchdown.
Back to throw Tannehill. Over the middle. Touchdown. Bryce Butler.
What a throw by Ryan Tannehill.
Tannehill, last shot, back to throw. They throw it down. They try to pitch it, and they do to Parker. Parker pitches it, and it's Drake. Drake, 30, 20. Gronkowski's got a tackle.
Oh, no way.
He got it in the end zone.
No way.
Touchdown.
The Dolphins win it.
Unbelievable.
Are you kidding me? That is unbelievable.
I don't believe what I just saw.
Yeah, there you go, Valero. We're going to do it right. Keep both hands on the wheel. But here we go.
Wow.
Something even better than a Dolphins win. It's
a Dolphins win coupled with thousands of Patriots fans walking the hell out of there. Crank it up! Miami, feeling it. All of Boston, sucking it. Crank it up. When it's a Dolphins win, coupled with Bill Belichick looking like a lost little puppy dog, the coaching genius turned into a coaching turd. He blew the game. Bill Belichick blew the game. When it's a Dolphins victory coupled with column after column in newspapers in the Northeast lambasting Bill Belichick for dumb coaching decisions, crank it up! It's party day! Discussion for NFL playoffs. When it's a Dolphins win coupled with Tom Brady turning sad and dumbfounded on the sidelines in a matter of seconds. When it's a Dolphins win coupled with the irony of Rob Gronkowski not being able to stop a 69-yard play. 69 yards. That's his specialty. Nice. That's when we know we can party. Crank it up, Valero.
Next week, Minnesota.
They had no ass kickers.
Oh my God, does Miami feel good on this one?
They should.
Bill Belichick blew the game.
Gase outcoached Belichick. Tannehill outplayed Brady.
Talk to me.
We are rolling.
Talk to me, Rob Gronkowski stumbling over his feet. Crank it up!
A tight end at safety?
They put a tight end at safety!
And he fell over himself.
He fell over his feet! As anyone who's never played safety would! Trying to chase down Kenyon Drake!
So goofy ass off the grass.
Oh my God. For people that don't really understand the gravity of the mistake that Bill Belichick made, pretend it was Adam Gase. Pretend he took out Rashad Jones. And put in Mike Gesicki.
Bad decision.
Bad decision. You'd be calling for his firing today. Bill Belichick. Crank it up.
I don't want it to end. I feel it. I think we did that for like the next 20 minutes, too. I don't think we stopped doing that. Somebody texted, LMAO never gets old. Hawk, I can imagine how you might sound if you're drunk. Hilarious. Somebody texts in, can we say this? I got moist. Is that okay to say on the air?
Like a moist napkin?
Yeah, they got a towelette.
Toilette. Oh, yeah, okay.
Somebody says, party day. Somebody says, I got chills listening to that. I remember exactly how I felt that day listening to this show. Somebody says, got goosebumps from hearing that call again. That was a great moment. Funny how things changed after that. But when's the next time sports is going to make us feel that way in Miami? Like,
I don't think it's next season.
We felt that way. The last time we felt that way was Dwayne Wade's game winner over Golden State.
Yes.
That's the last time we felt that way. But that was just magical, that moment. That was magical. So we've got best of stuff planned for you all afternoon. A little summer celebration, a little something to take your mind off whatever's on your mind on a Friday. But in the next segment, Rob Pizzola is going to join us. He is a professional sports gambler. Usually joins us on Thursdays. Couldn't make it yesterday. And he's in Toronto. I want to talk about the Raptors a little bit. We're going to talk to him briefly, get some picks, and then we'll get right back to the best of stuff.
Radio.com.
Radio.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.